This is Rhema for Today.
You know, it takes some people a long time to grow up. Some of them, it takes them 50 years to get as much sense as a 10-year-old ought to have. I've seen people that way. You know that? Seems like 12-year-old kid to have more sense sometimes than a 50-some-odd-year-old. He said, no, it's all my fault. No, she said, it wasn't your fault, it's mine. And I just take all the responsibility. No, he said, I'm not going to let you do that. He said, I'm more responsible than you are. After all, he's a little bit older than her, you see. He said, you're my baby sister, and I shouldn't have acted like I did. Shouldn't have said things I said. And he said, yeah, I'm wrong, and I just take full. No, she said, no. So they finally settled out that they'd just take 50-50 responsibility.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
If he says he has forgiven you, then he's forgiven you. What he has forgiven, he forgets. He said so. It is as though it never was. Now, why don't we believe what God says about it? You know, I've had along this line some experiences of people seeking healing. Sometimes God revealed it to me. Sometimes in talking, it came up. It surfaced. They were just sure that the Lord wasn't going to heal them or wouldn't heal them because they'd missed it. Well, I remember one fellow, the doctors had given him up. In fact, said he's going to die. He's a businessman, full gospel man, but businessman. They encouraged him to sell his business and just, you know, if he just laid around and rested and stayed on medication and so on, he might live another couple of years. Because he had a severe kidney condition and a severe heart condition. Had a heart attack, you see, and nearly died. Doctor said if he stayed, you know, operating his business, he could just fall dead any minute. But he's only 56 years old. He's not old enough to die. And in talking to him, you know, everybody in the country that had prayed for him, I'd laid hands on him, he didn't get healed. See, there's a reason why. We need to find out the reason why. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you now. But sometimes people think there is. So I talked to him. And it surfaced, this problem. Brother Hagin, I've been saved and baptized the Holy Ghost. I'm 56 years old. I've been saved and baptized the Holy Ghost for 36 years. And I've just missed it in so many ways and failed and come so far short, you know. Well, I said, who of us is it that hasn't missed it? Yeah, but I'll tell you, the way he talked looks so sad, I thought, boy, I no telling what all he's done. He must have killed two or three people. Maybe committed adultery 15 to 20 times, robbed three or four banks, and probably shot his mother-in-law in the back. I mean, he looks so bad, you know. I mean, so sad. You know he's committed some awful crimes. And so I said to him, now just what awful sins have you committed? Brother Hagin, he said with tears, he said, I've just searched my life and searched my life. He said, I can't find one thing. As far as an act of sin, committing sin, you know, a committed sin that I've done. But he said it's sins of omission. There's so much I've omitted. I could have prayed more and I didn't. I could have given. I'm a businessman. I had good money. I paid my tithes now and supported the church. But I could have given so much more money to missions. I could have put so much more money in the gospel work. And I haven't. I haven't been the steward or been. It's sins of omission. Well, the Bible does talk about sins of omission. He said to him that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, it's sin. But he couldn't find one thing that he had committed, you see, that was wrong. I could have done what? I said, well, I'm sure this one thing, all of us could have prayed more. I mean, that would fit any one of us, wouldn't it? I'm sure we could have all done more as we look back in life. We could have all given more than what we have given in the way of money. We could have all witnessed more and done more for God. And I'm sure we regret that we haven't. But I said, you asked the Lord to forgive you, didn't you? Yes, yes, I did. Well, I said, he's forgiven you. You know what your problem is? No, I said, you won't forgive yourself. And as long as you hold that against yourself, your faith won't work. God's not holding it against you. Look what his word said. We confess our sins, he's faithful just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I pointed out scripture to him, you know. And then he said, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. I will not remember thine iniquities. He don't remember that you've done anything wrong. What do you want to remember it for? There is no memory of it in the mind of God, because when he forgives, he forgets. And one time I went to pastor church. Just preached there as pastor one Sunday. And the very next week, here came a lady to the pastor. My wife and I straightening up, you know, and unpacking things and putting up dishes and so on and so forth. So we sat down there to talk to this lady. We recognized her as being one of the ladies of the congregation. Sat down in the living room, talked a little bit. She talked, you know, a little about other things, the weather and something else. Finally, she just blurted it out. Brother Hagin, now I know you're going to hear about it, and I just thought I'd come, you know, to tell you, you know, so you'll get it straight. I learned a long time ago, when folks come to tell you something so you'll get it straight, that it's crooked. Without exception, 100 times out of 100, because they've got it slanted. They're telling their side the way they see it. They may be honest and sincere. I found out this. I pastored there 12 years. There's usually two sides to everything. You know, your side, the other fellow's side, and then the right side. Now, I knew you'd hear about it. Well, I'm new, and she's new, and I said, well, no, I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. I don't think about it. Well, I want to get to you first so you can get the straight of it. I wanted to tell you how old Sister So-and-so, didn't say dear Sister So-and-so, old Sister So-and-so, did me. So she began to tell me what old Sister So-and-so had done to her. She went on and on with it. I got tired of listening to it, decided I'd stop it. I said, wait a minute. She stopped and looked sort of startled. I said, now when did this happen? Well, she said, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Well, the other pastor had left. I'd went to a convention, and it was about 2 weeks, you see, there before I was there. And I thought she was going to say 8 days ago. She said it'll be 8 years ago next Tuesday. And I guess my mouth fell open, my eyes bugged out. She said, now I've forgiven her all right. But then she said, you know, I never will forget how that old devil did me. You know what? Don't you students use this as an example, pastor of church. It won't work for you, probably. You know what? And me, a new pastor. You know what I did? I pointed my finger in the face and said, you're a liar. Just called her a liar to her face. I said, you are a liar. I said it with authority. You're lying. You haven't forgiven her. If you'd forgiven her in the first place, you'd have forgotten it. And second place, you wouldn't be calling her an old devil. Well, when I said that, she was taken aback. I mean, she looked like you'd slapped her in the face with a wet dish rag. You know, she... But you know what? Bless God, she straightened up and made one of the staunchest members we had. Now, what's her problem? She wouldn't forgive the other person. Your faith's not going to work when you don't forgive the other person, whether it's healing or whatever it is. Many times, people haven't even had to be prayed for when they got things straightened up. I know the last convention I preached up in New York City, there at Full Gospel Bendemen, a lady came to me there. Said, Brother Hagin, may I speak to you? I said, yes. She said, I was down in one of your seminars we had over there, crusades we had over in before we ever started the training center, but we had over in the Sheridan Road Assembly, just use their facilities to put on a meeting. She said, I came down there from New York State just especially to get in the healing line. Going to be there all the week. But I got in the day teaching services, you know, and you began to teach. You know, and I thought, I'll get built up in the Word. I'm going to be here all the week. I'll wait till Friday night to get in the healing line. Because, you know, I had this condition, you know, and the doctors couldn't cure it. She'd had it for a quarter of a century. But she said, you know, sitting there and listening to you teach, she said, I realized something. Before I can get in that healing line, get healed, and that's where it's all been hung up on. I've been in everybody's healing line in America. When my mother died 25 years ago, my brother and I had a falling out. Haven't spoken to one another since then. Now, she didn't say what over, maybe over property or something, you see. She's an older woman now. But 25 years ago, she said, we haven't spoken to one another, haven't corresponded to one another. And she said, I'm going to have to get that straightened out. Because, see, she wouldn't forgive him and he wouldn't forgive her. So she said, when the morning service over, said, I was standing in a hotel, a motel right there close to Sheridan. Said, I went right across that shopping center there, you know, in Admiral. And I usually would eat there. There's a Borden's cafeteria upstairs there. And so I went over there to eat, and I got the phone booth, and I just, you know, after 25 years, I knew where they lived, but I didn't know the number, and I went through the operator and got his home phone number, and his wife answered, and I told her who it was, you know, and she gave me his business number, and I called his office, told him who it was, you know, this is so-and-so. 25, think about it, hadn't spoken to him for 25 years. And when I said, this is so-and-so, oh, he said, I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad. I've been thinking about you. He said, I'm so glad you called. Where are you? Well, she said, I'm down here in Tulsa attending a meeting. But said, I want to tell you what I called for. I called to ask you to forgive me. I'm wrong. Oh, no. He said, you're not. I've been thinking about it. I'm the one that's wrong. I'm the one that's wrong. Just acting like a kid. And me an adult. You know, it takes some people a long time to grow up. Some of them takes them 50 years to get as much sense as a 10-year-old ought to have. I've seen people that way. You know that? Seen me like a 10-year, seen me like a 12-year-old kid to have more sense sometimes than a 50-some-odd-year-old. He said, no, it's all my fault. No, she said, it wasn't your fault, it's mine. And I just take all responsibility. No, he said, I'm not going to let you do that. He said, I'm more responsible than you are. After all, he's a little bit older than her, you see. He said, you're my baby sister, and I shouldn't have acted like I did. Shouldn't have said things I said. And he said, yeah, I'm wrong, and I just take full... No, she said, no. So they finally settled out that they'd just take 50-50 responsibility and ask one another to forgive them and didn't forgive one another. And he said, I want you to come to see me. She said, well, just as soon as the meeting's over, I'm coming right there. I'm going to come see you. And he was thrilled. Well, she said, I said, now then, glory to God, I'll get that healing meeting tonight and be healed. I've been at every healing line in America. Everybody at Minister of the Sick laid hands on me. I haven't got it. So she said, I laid down that afternoon, take me a nap. Got up, get ready to go to church. Gonna get in the healing line tonight. But I found out all my symptoms disappeared.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled, Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.